1210. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You may have a badly needed vacation on the books very soon. It is time to kick back, relax, and forget about the 9-to-5. But can you do it? So many people cannot, even while they're supposed to take a break. Calling, emailing, texting, and more, why can't some people give work a rest and themselves and disconnect? Well, join me to figure that out, our clinical psychologist, success coach, and founder of Vision Quest Retreats, Dr. Nicole Cutts, and Stephanie Bolton-James, founder of Women of Prince George's, a women's professional organization. If you have a comment, if you have a question, if you just can't seem to let work go, and take it easy on vacation. I want to hear what your experience is. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stephanie, Dr. Cutts, thanks for joining the conversation.
It's good to be here. Absolutely. Thanks, Harold.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Harold.
So let me first start with you, Stephanie, since you are running this professional organization. What's wrong with people? Because there's this new research by Fishbowl, by Glassdoor, and it says that 54% of the more than 20,000 people surveyed just can't seem to let work go when it's time to go on vacation. What's the deal?
You know, let me first say thank you very much for having me this
sure.
evening, Harold. It's good talking to you. Haven't spoken to you since you hosted our conference about 4 years ago.
Well, thank you so much.
And to answer that question, I would say what I'm hearing is that there's a feeling that when you go on vacation, you feel like there is something that is inconvenient about the vacation. Although you've planned it, you've scheduled it, you've prepared for it, all of a sudden, you get that anxiety before the vacation and you feel like there's something that's inconvenient about the vacation. So where you've promised yourself, I am going to unplug, all of a sudden you're changing your strategy and you're not unplugging and you're checking those emails and you're not turning off your notifications. And all it takes, as we know, is that one time where you give in and then next thing you know, you're roped into checking or to a situation that you have to manage. So I think what needs to happen is you definitely have to learn how to cut it off. And in terms of learning how to cut it off, I've heard different suggestions, everything from the preparation before you leave and putting another team member in charge so you can pass that off to them and therefore you can completely unplug and simply just not connecting. And there are a number of ways that you can do that, but those are the ones that I have heard that are the most popular in terms of just connecting. But it's a feeling that you get of anxiety almost before the vacation that something is going to go wrong while you're away, and that leads you to give in and check that first email.
Well, Dr. Cutts, you know the old saying, you know, if you don't take this vacation, you know, the job is going to be there when you, you know, when you're gone.
Yeah.
So go ahead, take the vacation that you've earned. It's, you know, paid time off, that PTO. But are people just ignoring that, you know, that saying of, you know, if something happens to you, the job will go on?
Yeah, I don't think that people are just ignoring it. I think that there are a lot of different circumstances. You know, people come from different workplace cultures. And, you know, while they might say, you know, go take this time off, you know, we'll be all right without you, sometimes people signal something different or they telegraph something different. So
what
a lot of people who are not unplugging, it's because the work culture is not really encouraging them to do so. Another reason why I think people have a hard time unplugging is just the culture in general that we live in, you know, as Stephanie was saying, you know, feeling that it's inconvenient, you know, you need to be producing all the time. So a lot of times people don't know how to unplug. It's something that you actually need to learn and you need to practice, because if you don't practice it on a regular basis, there's no reason to expect that you can just do it automatically when you go on vacation, because people get addicted to that adrenaline. And they also, sometimes it's just a matter of having that much to do and not learning how to take care of themselves.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about disconnecting from work while you're on vacation, why some people just don't know how to do it. If you are having difficulty doing it, don't know how, or maybe you've done it, I want to hear from you. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So, Dr. Cutts, you talked about the culture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, you know, how do you, how do you express to your team, if you work in that kind of culture,
mm-hmm.
or your manager, that, hey, I am on, I'm on vacation. You know, you're working me to death,
mm-hmm.
9 days a week. Now I'm on vacation, and you're still trying to pull me in.
Right.
So, how do you deal with that?
Well, it's not easy, depending on how strong that pull is. But at the end of the day, you do teach people how to treat you, right? So you have to be setting boundaries before the vacation. A lot of times this happens, it starts with, we know it's 5 o'clock, but, or, hey, I sent you an email last night at midnight. Did you get it? That's kind of where it starts. And so you need to start setting those boundaries right up front and sticking to them.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Stephanie?
Teach people that, when I say I'm going on vacation and I'm unplugging, that should be your expectation.
What do you think about that, Stephanie? Please don't tell me you sent midnight email.
No. I agree. I agree. You definitely have to set the boundaries. It's like any other relationship. You have to set the boundaries. And, when 5 o'clock comes, you have to say, after 5 o'clock, I am no longer here. That is my home time. That is my private time. The same when you go on vacation, you have to set those boundaries. I know that when I go on vacation, because by day I work for Marriott, and when I go on vacation, my colleagues know the message I leave is, I am not available or accessible through email. Please leave your message and I will contact you when I return.
That makes a lot of sense, unless you're staying at a Hilton while you're on vacation. which you probably should do, because if you stay at the Marriott, they'll know where you are.
You're right.
I don't want to get you in trouble though, but we could talk about that after the show. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about disconnecting from your job when you are on vacation. Can you do it? How do you do it? Are you having difficulty with it? Miss Jones calling from Silver Spring. First of all, Miss Jones.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So before I even find out what you have to say, here's my question. Are you at work right now?
You said, am I at work right now?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
So, but you're still having us refer to you as Miss Jones as if you're in the office. You've got to disconnect.
I don't want the listeners to know who this is.
Miss Jones, it's after 5 o'clock, okay? It's happy hour time. We can call you Tina or, Patricia or something else, but it's after 5 o'clock. Anyway, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I am a business owner. I've been for 20 years. I have a school, a daycare, and I have tried my best to disconnect when I go on vacation in the summers. And I tell my staff to if they have questions, to see my assistant. But it never fails. Every time I get phone calls while I'm on vacation. I've gotten ridiculous phone calls. Miss Jones, we need, we ran out of milk for the 2-year-old class. Hello? So, I try to tell them what to do and leave instruction, but they still call me. So I don't know if there's a tactful way of a more professional. Maybe I'm not handling it correctly. I don't know. Maybe you could advise.
I have an idea, but Stephanie, I'll let you talk about that. Go right ahead.
Well, I will say the industries that are most likely to have trouble disconnecting are teachers, lawyers, and accountants.
Okay.
And I would say, you know, you being in education,
yeah.
It is something where it's almost like, are you a parent?
Yes.
Okay. So it's almost like with your children that when it comes to that time when you need to teach them a lesson, you might have to not answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And because that will teach them that it's okay. I know the answer to what type of milk to get when she's not here, and when they figure it out on their own, then that's when they realize, I'm okay, I can make this decision.
Okay.
What do you think about that, Dr. Cutts, about what Ms. Jones is sharing with us?
Well, I understand her struggle. It's not easy, but I also agree with Stephanie that you, because that's what one thing I was going to ask Ms. Jones is, do you take their calls when they call?
And so that's a
part of it. You know, if you say, I'm not available, but then you are available and you send a mixed message, that could be a part of it. It could also be, you know, that people have not come to see your assistant as being in that position of authority that you've invested her with. So it might be about looking at that, you know, the structure, and maybe asking them afterward, you know, or before you go, is there some impediment why you're not understanding that I'm not available at this time? Maybe they need to have a list of FAQs so they know, don't call you for things like what type of milk. But there might be some structural things you can look at to plan to make sure that they really understand that you are not available. And also, you know, as Stephanie said, you know, don't be available unless it's an emergency.
That's right. What I was going to suggest something similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephanie, tell me what you think about this, because if Ms. Jones is saying while she's on vacation, you know, trying to pick the grains of sand out from between her toes, that if you've left instructions to check with your assistant, somebody doesn't trust the assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And even more broadly, I think you have to have a trust in the competency of your team.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, now certainly it's one thing if the building catches on fire. Yes, you need to know that. But there should be someone who knows everything that you do and is able to execute it while you're gone for 3 days or 7 days or what have you. Stephanie, your thoughts about that?
I agree. I mean, I think that also lines up with, you know, if you're not responding, then that also lets them know that, okay, she's entrusted this to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in charge. And so I need to go ahead and make this decision. You know, she would not have entrusted this to me if that was not the case. And so it also kind of gives a little bit of an initial nervous confidence boost. But once they see that they can do it, it gives a confidence boost. And then the next question and the next question after that get easier and easier for them to answer on their own.
Yeah. Ms. Jones, good luck to you. Thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about why some people cannot disconnect from work while they're on vacation. Who are these people? And who are the ones who seem to be able to do it all the time? Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. As always, we are going to be taking your phone calls all the way up until 8 o'clock. D calling from Alexandria. We're going to talk to you in just a little bit. But we do want to take a break and remind you that you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment. It's via podcast on WHUR.com. You can download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone, and you can hear the program live. So if you are on the phone, including D, calling from Alexandria, stay with us. Don't hang up. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141 and 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This discussion continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a bit. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about why some people cannot disconnect from work while they're on vacation. My guests are clinical psychologist, success coach, and founder of Vision Quest Retreats, Dr. Nicole Cutts, and Stephanie Bolton-James, founder of Women of Prince George's County, a professional women's organization. If you have a comment, if you have a question about not being able to disconnect from work, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisherWHUR or follow me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. D, calling from Arlington, Virginia. D, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, okay, so I started a new job a few months ago, and I love it.
Congratulations.
And I will not lie to you. It is like the best job I've ever had, and it's, you know, I'm very happy. I work remote, and I also work out of England, but we also work out of the United States. So I find that I'm working a lot. And they are really big on, like, click it off at 5 o'clock. But I'm like, but it's only 5 o'clock in England. I can still do more work. I can't seem to, like, figure out how to, like, separate from my work. And they're, like, asking me. Like, they made me take a day off because I didn't take off 4th of July. Because I was like, I'll just work in England. And so then they made me take the day off, and all I did was stare at the computer with it on in silent mode, and then as soon as it turned 5 o'clock, I contacted everybody and was like, what happened? And so I can't figure out. And they were like, you need to take a vacation. I'm like, it's unhurt. No, not going to happen. You need to, like, come up with something else.
So
trying to compromise a vacation at some point that I think I have to take or something.
So I've got some questions. And then I want Dr. Cutts to put you on the couch. First of all, how old are you, if I may ask, D?
51.
You're 51. Are you married? Do you have a partner? Do you have children? Do you have pets?
I have dogs.
Okay. You have dogs. No children, no partners.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Okay, Dr. Cutts, I'm going to let you take that.
Well, I'm curious what other interests you have outside
right.
of work. My dog. I have some friends and stuff, but I will not lie to you. Like, this COVID thing is like, I'm staying isolated until I feel like there's nothing for me to worry about. I do go out. I talk to my neighbors. I see them. I walk my dog. I have my dog friends.
Do you see value in taking time off? Is that part of it? You don't see any value in it?
I know there's value because I'm not going to lie to you. I'm kind of tired. And I know I need to, but I don't know, like, why. I just can't seem to, like, allow myself to take it. I know that next year me and my friend want to go overseas. And I was like, let's go to, like, the most hardy part of India where there's, like, no cell phones, and let's get on a boat in the middle of the Indian Ocean and take time off and, like, unplug.
I thought she was going to say, let's go to England.
I actually thought about that, but then I said I'd probably go to the main office.
Oh, yeah.
They would be upset.
Yeah, let's not do that, but please continue.
Well, even when you're at home, you don't have to necessarily go someplace. It's probably, maybe you don't have enough practice spending time with yourself quietly. Have you ever engaged in any meditation, any yoga, anything like that, that would help you to get more comfortable just spending time doing what is seemingly nothing?
I actually had, I used to be, sadly, a yoga and Pilates instructor. So I used to spend lots of time doing all that stuff. But I don't know, maybe it's part of it is that I haven't had, like, steady work for a long, long time.
And
then I got into this, when COVID hit, I was like, okay, I'm going to go into IT. now I'm like, wow, I really like IT. And so maybe part of it is just me saying, hey, I have like a job with income and I have like people that I respect who respect me and I'm having fun and I have things that I'm responsible for.
Well, if you're having fun, then I would say keep having fun. On a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the highest, do you feel that you are taking care of yourself? Do you feel that you are engaged in enough self-care?
Okay, so that's where I feel it's like a 2. And so I don't know what to do as far as that.
So you need to re-engage with self-care.
I probably need to re-engage with society, but I'm just like, no, not without a mask. So,
yeah. Well. You said you were a yoga and Pilates instructor. I mean, you can practice yoga on your own, no?
I might be able to, but it's been after COVID hit. I don't know why I just stopped doing it, and now I'm just like, yeah, I can't bend down and like pick these dogs.
Yeah, you need to get right back now into something like that. I think.
Yeah, reintroduce yourself to the world. In one way, shape, or form.
Or reintroduce yourself to
yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stephanie, any thoughts for Dee?
Yes, Dee. I definitely understand the excitement of a new job, especially something that you've always wanted to do. At what point are you with the new job? Are you 90 to 120 days in yet?
Let me think. I'm going into the 5th month. It'll be my 5th month, and like next Monday.
Okay. So you've definitely been doing this a little while. I mean, I agree. I think that you definitely should try to engage and reintroduce yourself. It sounds like maybe during the COVID period that might have made you feel a little uncomfortable, and definitely, engaging in a safe way, maybe through the exercise classes, the yoga and the Pilates. I know myself, I have an amazing spin class that I take twice a week for 50 minutes, and that's my 50 minutes. I don't compromise it for anything unless I'm out of town, and it is also a social opportunity to engage with other people. And so that might be a way that you want to, since it's a comfort area, you might want to re-engage and get back out.
Yeah. Well, hang in there, Dee. Good luck to you, and thank you so much for calling.
I will not lie to you guys. I'm sitting here at work right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I'm gonna like hang up, and I'm gonna close my computer
and plan a vacation.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
Or a nice dinner.
Yeah. Or a week of dinners in another country that's not England.
Oh, good. They actually do give us 10 days off where we can go into another country. And
see? Look at
work
you.
From another country. But it's like a working vacation.
Oh, see? Yeah. Yeah. This is, you're not helping us here, Dee.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
Look. Try to find a vacation. You. Find your me space, because, we want you to be emotionally and mentally healthy. So good luck to you, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Corey, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Corey. What's on your mind? Corey, are you there? I think Corey went on vacation. So look, here's the thing, and I was guilty of this, Dr. Kurtz and Stephanie, when what is this? This is now 2022. I remember before I got married and was dating, and a lady said to me, look, you need to go on vacation because all you do is work. And that's all I did
mm-hmm.
was work. You know, this is unplugging was not so much the thing. But, if you're a journalist, if you're in at the time, television news, TVs are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always stayed in tune. And I remember we went on a vacation. We went to the Dominican Republic. It took me 2 days to get comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that after those 2 days, on the third day, I rose. and I realized, oh, wow, this is nice, and that I didn't have to worry about what was going on at the television station at the time. Mm-hmm. Because in my attitude was, you know, life goes on. And it doesn't have to necessarily be, I would say, you know, Stephanie and Dr. Cutts, I would say it doesn't have to be a vacation in the middle of a river in India somewhere. Sometimes it can just really be a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, going to the Eastern Shore or mm-hmm. Myrtle Beach or whatever it happens to be, because I've always found that to be, you know, particularly enriching. But I would also say, and I'll start with you, Stephanie, I don't always think it's the employee. Sometimes I think it is, as you said, the culture, the employer. And from your perspective, what would you think that employers have to do to encourage their staff, the leaders of their team or team members or what have you, to really take a vacation?
I think they have to lead by example. When you have a boss that, you know, is on vacation and they're calling in and they're on email, they set the example that, you know, they're not honoring their vacation. And so therefore you almost feel a little guilty if you honor yours. And it just kind of establishes that culture of, you know, working through the vacation, which leads to burnout. But I think they have to answer your question, I think they have to lead from example and unplug themselves. And then the rest of the workplace and the team members will establish the same.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Dr. Cutts?
Well, I agree with that. And I also think that a structure needs to be put in place to support people being able to take time off. You know, a lot of times the folks that I coach in organizations, they might not have the resources. They might not have people who can backfill for them. And to me, that's the manager's job, is to make sure that their structure is such that if somebody is not there, that there's somebody else who can fill in for them. So sometimes you need to make some structural and team personnel changes, even if it's just to develop people, so that people can more comfortably take time off. Because the other thing I hear, you know, when my clients have been out of town or they've been on vacation, they come back, they get so stressed because of the pile of work that's waiting for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm. Yeah. And the thing that I was hearing from Dee, now she's only been on this job, for example, for 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense to me, well, if her work... recent work history was erratic, or the unemployment or her employment was erratic, and now she's on this job. Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me mm-hmm. that after, you know, mm-hmm. 5 months, that, yeah, she wants to still, you know, put the nose to the grindstone, the elbow grease. But if even after 5 months, her boss is saying, you need to take a vacation, then it seems to me that the boss is seeing something that she is not.
Well, she herself said that she's neglecting her well-being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, if that's why I said, are you having fun? If you're having fun and you're feeling healthy and good, great, keep going. But she's out of balance and she feels it.
And that's why I asked the other question about, do you have kids?
Mm-hmm.
Are you married? Do you have a partner mm-hmm. or what have you? Because if you do, your family members, your immediate family in your household will let you know
mm-hmm.
that you are working too much, that mm-hmm. that they are being neglected, that, you know, husbands, partners, children are being neglected, dogs why is the dog scraping at the front door? Because you've not walked the dog because you are still working so very, very hard. Unless your spouse is also doing the same. And I think Dr. Cutts speak to the relationship dangers of having two overworked workaholics who are not able to even take a vacation, much less disconnect if they are on vacation.
Well, that's a good question, and it makes me think about exits in a relationship. Sometimes people engage in workaholism as an escape, and if you have a couple where either one or both of them are overly engaged or addicted in some way to working, that creates an exit out of the relationship. And if you want a healthy relationship, you need to close those exits. And anything that's addictive can be considered an exit. So, and you also reminded me they do have a program for people who really cannot disconnect or who are workaholics. They do have a 12-step program for workaholism.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I explored it with one of my clients because of this issue.
So I'm curious about that, because the first thing that I think about, if you need a 12-step program for being a workaholic, the thing that comes to mind is, if you complete the program successfully, do you no longer get a paycheck because you're not thinking about your job?
No, you have to manage it. It's like if you're addicted to food, you can't abstain 100%. You have to manage your relationship with it.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. In your group, what kind of advice have you heard, do you give, Stephanie, for people who are struggling with overworking themselves, not disconnecting on vacation?
I would say that, you know, when you plan the vacation, just like you put an effort into, you know, buying that special outfit for a special occasion, you really have to take it slow. Intentionally almost plan an agenda. And it might be a multi-phase thing. You know, you touched on something earlier where you said you went on vacation to the Dominican and it took you 2 to 3 days to relax.
Let me give you some context.
Okay.
That was in 2001. I had never taken a vacation in my life.
Because
all I did was work.
Right.
And so that's why I said and it wasn't about disconnecting. And this goes, I think, to the heart of what Dr. Cutts said in the beginning, which was the discomfort of not working, because I had never not worked before.
Right.
And so this was not about disconnecting for me. This was about, what am I going to do? Well, I'm standing here, you know, on the beach getting sand between my toes. I don't know how to do nothing.
Right.
But then after 2 days, I was like, oh, this do nothing stuff is pretty good. And so after that, I learned how to take a vacation. But that was for me, that was more about work versus not work, as opposed to taking a vacation and still staying plugged in.
Right.
Please go ahead.
Right. No, I think the phases, though, for a person who is having the trouble makes sense, because it is about a different type of behavior. You're not popping up at 7 o'clock. You're not reading over paperwork. You're not in meetings. And when you're used to doing that, then it takes you a few days to get used to not doing that and finding other interests and other things that you enjoy doing during this time off. And then by the time you get to that second or third day, for a person who's having difficulty disconnecting, and you have a schedule where, okay, the first day I might read, the second day I might take a tour, the third day I might try 2 or 3 different restaurants. And then by the time you get to that third day, you've developed a new type of routine that you find enjoyable, and it allows you to disconnect.
Yeah. And I think the thing that I have found, difficult when, other coworkers go on vacation is that I get emails at all hours when they're supposed to be vacationing. And I'm working, and I'm like, it's 2 a.m. I get up in the middle of the night, and of course, you're going to look at your phone, and then you got an email from the boss who's supposed to be on vacation, and I was like, this could have waited. It needs to be done now at 2:13 a.m. It could have waited until next week. Are some people just addicted to working and just don't have the ability, Dr. Cutts, to disconnect?
Yes. I mean, you gave a prime example of it when you said that it took you 3 days. And I think what it is we place so much value on doing and really not enough on being. There's a little, just sit there and do nothing, It's like we're not used to it, and we sort of think of it as wasted time. I have to be doing something. I have to be cleaning. And actually, what you would do better to do is, and I encourage people who have a lot of responsibility in this and leaders and people like that, you need to take some time every day to just sort of be and to reflect. It's going to make you a better, more thoughtful leader. It's going to make you a better, more thoughtful worker, journalist, teacher, everything, if you actually dedicate some time to just pausing and reflecting. And if you learn how to do that every day, then you're better able to do it when you go away. And, I mean, Harold, I have almost the opposite problem. I go on vacation, and I practically forget I have a job. I'm like, I unplug immediately. Mm-hmm.
But let me speak to that. Because Dr. Cutts, you have an advantage where you can do that.
Well, I work for myself.
True, but you have, and I know you well. You are successful. But not every person who works for themselves can do that, particularly when you have people who are in business for themselves. They may or may not have a staff, or they may have one other person. But people who are entrepreneurs, Stephanie, they eat what they kill.
Absolutely. But you have to take care of it.
That's accurate.
And so, if you're running a popsicle stand, and you run it year round or whatever, but then you need to take a vacation, how do you do it if you're a one person popsicle stand entrepreneur, Stephanie?
That is the major challenge with entrepreneurs, and that is a perfect example of the position that they're in. And what I see are a couple of different things. I see entrepreneurs that know, maybe they have a hair salon or maybe they have a restaurant, and they bring in that person that they can depend on that can handle it while they're out. And they prepare for this maybe even a month in advance that they're going to be going out of town. They let their clients know. They let everyone know that they're going to be going out of town, their customers, and will still be open for business, but I won't be here. And you can contact Beth if you have any questions or concerns. And then Beth is also the entrepreneur's go-to person that they know that they can reach back to if they need to, or Beth will reach out to them. But I've seen people put a person in charge that are entrepreneurs, and I've also seen them just close for the time that they're gone. And in planning to close, they might double up, prior to prepare for being out, because they are going to take vacation.
So you just make me, Stephanie, think of something that happens in my community up in Baltimore. There is a sports bar and a crab cake restaurant. It's about, settle down. As the crow flies, it's about a quarter mile from me. It's a family-owned restaurant. And it is a huge, when I say huge, I mean there are probably a good 12 people working there, but the lion's share of the people there are all related. And they've owned this restaurant, I believe, since the late 1970s. They shut down for a week. You can't get a beer. You can't get a crab cake. The restaurant is dark.
And nobody dies.
And nobody dies. And nobody's there.
Right.
And there's a sign. It says, closed until August, whatever, family vacation. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that sign year after year after year. And while, yeah, I may miss getting a crab cake that week, but, and a lot of people will, but I really think that, I would argue that one of the reasons why the business has been successful for decades is because once a year, during the height of the season, during the summer, they shut down.
And they let everyone know that, and people have grown to plan accordingly because they know there's going to be that one week coming that, you know, the family is going to shut down so they can go rest and recharge.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
But there are some people, Dr. Cutts, who, and you touched on this earlier, because of their station in their job or career, where they are in the upper echelons of management or leadership, where is it just impossible, and I don't mean for them emotionally or mentally, but just because they are so important?
No, nobody's that important. Yeah, no. People think that, but it's like you said, I mean, if you're sick or if you drop dead tomorrow, will the whole business stop? Will the whole world stop? No. Right? So it's really just people have that in their head. You know, I noticed you skipped over the fact that I'm an entrepreneur and that I don't get paid when I don't work. But I still have to take that time off because I will not be healthy. I will not be able to do my job if I don't do that. Right? And it's the same for those folks in the upper echelons, maybe even more so, you know, and it's the same for everybody. It's the same for your employees. And, you know, when you're burnt out, you're no good.
Well, then why are we like that? And by the way, the next time you take a vacation, if you need $20, call me. But I'm good for it. But
I'd rather have vacations than money. When I need a break, I need a break.
But why are we like that?
It's a learned behavior, I think. It's a learned behavior that has to be unlearned because what the doctor was just saying was, you know, if we drop dead the next day, trust and believe you will be replaced and the business will continue.
Yeah.
And we don't think about that. When you stop and think about that, that's when you learn to unplug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're going to have someone on your team who knows where to find the milk when you run out.
Yeah.
You're going to have to listen to the boss when the boss says you're a good employee, and I'm not going to talk to you while you're on vacation.
Right.
And I think that it's part of, it really has to do with the culture, our own individual culture. I really want Dee to go on that vacation. I really do. Take the dogs if you want, but, you know, have an opportunity to really reinvest in her own personal wellness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Final word from you, Dr. Cutts, and then Stephanie, final word from you.
My final word is learn to be in the moment and to unplug on a regular basis so that you can do it when you go on vacation.
Yeah. Stephanie, final thoughts from you?
And I'm going to borrow what the doctor said. Learn not so much about doing and more about being. Being is when you are in a good place. You can relax. You can be in touch with yourself. Honor your time. Make sure you rest and recharge at least once a quarter. And I would like to say a quick shout out to my spin class, my instructor Ray, because this class assists me on a weekly basis in relaxing and putting everything in its proper place.
Well, I think that I like what you said, you know, Stephanie, borrowing from Dr. Cutts about being. Being is so important. And I think the next time I take off, I'm just going to leave an email and it says, I be on vacation. So don't call me. Dr. Nicole Cutts, Stephanie Bolton James, thank you so much for talking to us. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Harold.
Have a great evening.
All righty. That is the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Friday, August 5th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryan, producer Candace Wilson, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.